Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going streaky!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio.
I am urging you to consider this man. Good morning, it's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Tuesday, the 25th of July. Austin Riley's personal hit streak is at 17. He ripped balls to left field twice last night, against a righty later and against a lefty starter.
That ball is rocketed out to left on one hop off the Novacare sign. Schwarber gets to it quickly, throws to second, and Austin Riley slides in safely. That's a 17-game hitting streak.
Yeah, 17-game hitting streak for Austin Riley. He would have a second double later. He has 25 on the year. He's top 10 in doubles. You know who leads the world in doubles? His teammate, Matt Olson. But yes, Austin Riley's current league-high hit streak of 17 could be useful for you and for I as we streak via Beat the Streak on the MLB Play app, trying to win $5.6 million. Riley picked 13th most by all streakers yesterday. I wish I had more on that in a bit. I am Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porath. It was a tough day for the most commonly selected hitters. Four of the top five hitters selected went hitless. And they played and went hitless. Six of the top nine. That is brutal, man. Carnage. And because of that, some big-time streaks in Beat the Streak went down. We take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning here on the podcast. Hello's LBTU was our top streak. It is done at 40. Yordan Alvarez, he of the phenomenal OPS, but also he of the persistent hand soreness that scared me off yesterday. He played. He had four plate appearances, one walk, one strikeout, no hits. Hell of a run, Hello's LBTU, but your streak of 40 is dead. Start again. Yesterday, we had that 40. We had nine streakers in the 30s, higher than we had been in quite some time in terms of volume of long streaks. 40 is now toast, and six streakers who were in the 30s are now toast. A leaderboard farewell to Classic Mix-Up and Joe Hitt and Maggie and DevDab. Not DevDab. Man, I was looking forward to saying DevDab a lot. I have to get it out of the way now. DevDab. DevDab. DevDab.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. I felt, you want to try? Go ahead. DevDab.
DevDab.
DevDab. Fun. Gone. Anyway, they all go down pretty much because Freddie Freeman, the MLB leader in hits, the Porth pick as well, went 0 for 4.
I had both Freeman and Yordan Alvarez as my double down last night. So just a big, complete whiff.
Oh, man. It's a tough one. Kyoshi Lotus, 26, sitting there pretty at 45, the high streak on the season so far. 10 grand is his, but it remains up for grabs. Look, how do you people do this for years? And by you people, I mean Porth. This game is soul-crushing. Getting into bed last night. Yeah, I texted Ryan as I was getting into bed.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. I was following the Red Sox-Guardians game on the phone all night long. I realized that my pick, Ahmed Rosario, is 0 for 4 with the possibility of one at bat left. I was at 9, man. I was smelling double digits for the first time in my Beat the Streak life. Ahmed Rosario do fourth in the ninth inning. Cleveland's down two. They need a rally. So I flip it on, the old MLB TV. It's an outstanding product, I do believe. I'm watching big inning. No, I want to see just the ninth in Boston. Garrett Whitlock throws like 50 pitches in the first at bat. Pinch hitter Owen Miller doing what pesky Cleveland does. I'm feeling good. The fourth guy's definitely getting up. Then Owen Miller strikes out. The second out is quick. The third batter is Stephen Kwan, my guy, a contact king. All he needs to do is extend the inning, bring Ahmed Rosario up for one more Spiegel streak saver.
And a 1-2. Popped up. Bogart says he has it. And the Red Sox are in the win column. Man, did they need that one. Hallelujah. Final tonight, 3-1.
Yeah, whatever. Yuck it up. Okay, the final sequence on video, man.
Hallelujah.
It's painful. The final sequence on video, there's like a 4 to 5 second shot, just happens to be of Ahmed Rosario slowly walking back from the on-deck circle to the Cleveland bench. How do you people do this day after day?
Oh. You know, when I was 19, Grandpa took me on a roller coaster. Some didn't like it. They went on the merry-go-round. That just goes around. Nothing. I like the roller coaster.
Oh, you know.
You get more out of it.
You know, Porth, you know just what to play sometimes. I love that from Parenthood.
It is a roller coaster.
Oh, my God, it is such a roller coaster. My daily AA picks coming up later on after after we wrap up a little bit more from yesterday. What did we learn? Here's what we learned. Find someone new, okay? Find someone who hits the ball with the barrel of the bat so much that he gets a goofy nickname.
On the ground, right side, and through for base hit number 107. Benny Barrel. How about that nickname? He barrels everything. Last 20, man, he's not messing around.
Yeah, Benny Barrel. He is not messing around. I'll give him that. He's hitting 400 in those last 20 games.
He sounds like a combo of the two Brewers mascots. Barrel Man and Bernie Brewer.
That's true. They live together. And Andrew Benintendi, who maybe will get traded to Milwaukee at the deadline. Is that foreshadowing?
Sure.
Interesting. So look, I could play Andrew Benintendi. So could you. Or find someone old. Someone you picked on day one of the podcast. Someone you have faith in and you love to select via the MLB Play app.
That drive, base hit. Out of the right center field. It's going to roll. Here comes Sam. Nico into second. RBI double. And here in the bottom of the eighth, the Cubs have the lead. Let's go.
Warner once again coming up big. He is up there and ready to hit when he leaves the on-deck circle. And that's a big hit in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Cubs.
Bottom of the eighth, and Nico Horner with a phenomenal at-bat, and then that double to right. He is the goods. So I could have played him or find someone red hot. Notice the work they've put at the All-Star break and stick with them.
In a three-game series, and Adolis Garcia goes after the first pitch, hammers it down into the corner. It is gone! Just fair and just over the wall, a solo shot for Garcia, and he makes it a one-run game.
And the hit streak stays alive here for Garcia, and the power that we have seen now in the second half. We're just five games into the second half of the season, or at least post All-Star break, and he has been locked in, and we've seen this a lot. But pitch away, 87 miles an hour. And it's all the power and the strength of Adolis Garcia to drive it just barely, but they all count the same out of the ballpark.
Nine hits since the break, three home runs for Adolis Garcia. So all those guys, Benintendi, Horner, Adolis Garcia, options for you. High streak as of right now is Colin B. Johnson at 33. He had Andrew Benintendi and Kyle Tucker in a double down. And then look at that, Red Sox, the streaker Red Sox. Remember Red Sox? I think this is the second time that Red Sox has been up there, Ryan, among the leaders. Luis Arraez with a 32-game hit streak, unless Red Sox just plays every once in a while and it's the same streak very slowly building.
I think this is a tortoise in the hare situation here. I think Red Sox has been on the leaderboard for like a month now, playing like once a week.
Wow. It's interesting. I don't hate that as a strategy, as a way to live one's life via beat the streak.
You know? I wish we had that kind of patience. Instead, we're going to bed texting each other. Oh, I'm mad, Rosario.
Texting each other angrily from bed about Ahmed Rosario. What are you doing, honey? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
We have a problem.
It's important. Hey, there are all sorts of new games in the MLB Play app. I see what they're trying to do, and I like it. You wake up, you go in there, the MLB Play app, there's like four or five different things you can do now. Pickle is there. It's Wordle. I love Wordle. And so it's basically what used to be Wordle. You're just picking a player who's currently in MLB. It's pretty fun. So check it out via the MLB Play app. Also, Base Chase is in there. Porth loves Base Chase. Me, I'm
yeah,
a pickle
I
guy. I know you do. I know you're a longtime Base Chase guy. I'm all about the pickle.
I've been playing Base Chase since day one. Don't give me that.
There it is. All right, we're back with our picks next on Beat the Streak Daily.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
We are chock full of goodness on an MLB Tuesday, as always, with every team going, but even more so today. Check it out. A few division leader battles get going. Two of them, Mets, Yankees in New York, the Eastern Division leaders facing off. Twins, Brewers in Milwaukee, the Central Division leaders are tangling. And there are four other matchups of decent teams: Rays, Orioles, Guardians, Red Sox, Braves, Phillies, and Cardinals, Blue Jays. All six of those series feature teams at or above 500. Every day we give you a daily stay away. Told you not to play a National in LA with Tony Gonsolin going for the Dodgers. I mean, that Juan Soto triple was like a medium hard contact ground ball. Might have been foul too, by the way. Does that count as a terrible prediction? Yeah, probably. But anyway, Soto was the 32nd most selected player and Beat the Streak yesterday. Very low for him, so I was not alone in that thinking. He did get two hits and stays atop the news cycle as the trade deadline nears. Today's stay away is easy. It's the Orioles. Yes, they're home, but Shane McClanahan goes for the Rays. Got hit a little bit in the All-Star game, but he's been lights out all season long. Best whip in the game at 0.80. Second best hits per nine in the game. Faced Baltimore once this year, gave up four hits in six and a third. Simply stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
I give you a daily double A, which is usually analytical and anecdotal. Ryan Porth is almost always purely analytical in his thinking. What's the Porth pick today?
It is purely anecdotal. Wilson Contreras is playing what is likely his final home game today at Wrigley Field against the Pittsburgh Pirates. It is a matinee, so get this pick in now. Wilson Contreras is not only going to get a hit today off of Bryce Wilson of the Pirates, Wilson Contreras is going yard. Wilson Contreras is my pick, purely anecdotal, but if you want some analysis, Wilson is in the second percentile for expected batting average, according to Baseball Savant, and Contreras mashes against Bryce Wilson lifetime. He's 3-for-9. So he will get a hit today. Wilson gets a hit against Wilson.
I like it. I'm going to head over to that game, man. Got to see it. Wilson put a lot of pressure on himself last night, got caught out on the base paths, trying to advance on a fly ball. He's an emotional guy, but I would love to see him deliver the way you have just described. Here's my daily double A. Anecdotally, give me Nico Hoerner. It's my dude. He's killing it, too. He's hitting .322 in the last 30 days. Should have been my pick yesterday. Analytically, I mentioned Austin Riley right off the top. Not only the 17-game hit streak, he's got a great history against Austin Nola. 13-for-34 in his career against Nola, hitting .382. That streak is going to go down at some point, but not today. So I've got Riley and Nico Hoerner. The hit probability algorithm from the quants over at MLB.com. It loves Tim Anderson, leadoff hitter on the road in Colorado for the White Sox. Eloy Jimenez and Jose Abreu also among the top five, according to the math. If you want to lean on the crutch, that is Coors Field. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily wherever you get your podcast. Please play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is the name of the podcast. Drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. He's Ryan Porth. I'm Matt Spiegel, and we hope that all your guys forever and ever. Hit 'em where they ain't.